Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security yesterday to review the situation and mitigating measures in the context of ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi said the conflict is an evolving situation and the entire world is affected in some form. He said in such a situation, all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of this conflict. The Prime Minister instructed that all arms of governments should work together to ensure least inconveniences to the citizens. He also asked for proper coordination with the state governments to ensure no black marketing and hoarding of important commodities. The Prime Minister directed for creation of a group of ministers and secretaries to work dedicatedly in a whole-of-government approach. He also instructed for sectoral groups to work in consultation with all stakeholders. Iran has threatened to completely close Strait of Hormuz if U.S. attacks Iranian power plants. In a statement, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said that the Strait of Hormuz will be completely closed and will not be opened until destroyed Iranian power plants are rebuilt. The IRGC statement comes after U.S. President Donald Trump warned that if Iran does not open the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours, America will hit and obliterate various Iranian power plants, starting with the biggest one first. The Supreme Court has directed all states and union territories to submit updated data on prison conditions by 18th of May, including sanctioned capacity and steps taken to address overcrowding. A bench of Justice Vikram Nath and Justice Sandeep Mehta, in a recent order, also sought details in the number of women's prisons and facilities available, including measures for the education and welfare of children living with female inmates. The direction followed submissions by senior advocate Gaurav Agrawal, acting as amicus curiae in a suo motu case in prison conditions, who noted that the existing data was from 2023. The court said the updated information must reflect the position as of 1st of this month with detailed jail-wise occupancy figures. The matter is scheduled for hearing on 26 May. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to amend the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. In the Rajya Sabha today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to introduce the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026. The bill seeks to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A general duty officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces and other rules regarding these forces. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, and Puducherry will end today. Polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held in a single phase on 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is 26th of March. In Tamil Nadu, voting will take place in a single phase on 23rd of April. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on 30th of this month. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. And today is also the last date filing of nomination papers for the upcoming by-election to the Koridang Assembly constituency in Mokokchung district. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be carried out tomorrow, while candidates will have the option to withdraw their nominations until March 26. Polling for the by-election is scheduled to be held on April 9, with a counting of votes set for May 4. The contest is expected to witness a multi-cornered fight with candidates from the BJP under the PDA Consensus, NPP, Congress, as well as an independent candidate vying for the seat. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.